With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of this season of The Doctor Is In. The actual show Doctor Who has obviously, you know, wrapped up by now. That's it. You all have strong opinions. I'm sure we will be talking about them at some point in the near future. But for now, my name is Paul Verhoeven in case, oh God, it'd be a weird place to join the show, wouldn't it? Just tuning in on the final episode of this season will be a very strange place. But if that's what's happening, my name is Paul Verhoeven and this is The Doctor Is In. Now, typically this show has, you know, a fairly rigid structure to it. You know, we do Doctor Who news, I interview somebody from the world of Doctor Who, we've talked to Matt Lucas, Stephen Moffat, the guys from Whovians, so many amazing people, you know, luminaries from the Doctor Who world. But this week, I wanted to do an extra special, like, jumbo-length interview and try and answer a question that's been bothering me for quite a long time. Now, I do a weekly video game podcast called 28 Plays Later with Chris Straub. You know, video games are kind of, that's my jam. That's like my main job is, you know, reviewing video games and doing stuff around video games. So you'd think as a Doctor Who fan, I'd be pretty happy that there's so many Doctor Who games. Problem is, they're all sort of dump. They all suck. I mean, even Lego Doctor Who, the Dimensions, it's not, look, it's a dog's breakfast, okay? And for such an amazing fictional universe to have such dreck in terms of its video game offerings, I see that as something of a problem. So, I have enlisted the help of William Pugh. Now, William Pugh is the genius behind the Stanley Parable. He's won a bloody BAFTA, for God's sakes. He's a genius, he's a very good friend of us over at 28 Plays Later, and what I wanted to do was pick his brains and see if between the two of us, this episode, this penultimate episode, if that's what the word penultimate means, which I'm almost sure it doesn't, if we could figure out how to make a good Doctor Who game. So I do hope you enjoy the unedited, uncut, and frankly unbridled interview with William Pugh. Take it away, William.
Oh, how's it going?
It's fine, mate. God, Skype is just not good, is it?
Oh, Skype's making me sick.
Are you dying?
I don't know how much longer I can hold out.
Well,
with this inferior audio software.
20 minutes should be fine. I mean, Black Long takes a good, you know, a good week to set in, so you just hang in there.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do my best, Paul.
Thanks, mate.
I'll do my best for you.
Hey. So let's broach the obvious problem here. You're not a Doctor Who fan, are you?
I love Doctor Who. I know everything about Doctor Who, Paul, and no one can disprove any of that.
Hey, do you want to give that a shot? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What is the homeworld of the Time Lords?
Oh, it's Gallifrey, man. It's all about being on Gallifrey with the Time Lords.
Nailed it.
And, yeah, they've got the big domes.
Yeah, all right.
The domes.
Okay, well, all right. Well, okay, so you've clearly just Google image searched
Time Lords. No, no.
Look, you're in Berlin, so there's like a 7-second time difference. So using that difference, you could do, I mean, you know, it's time travel. You could do a lot with that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to keep quizzing you, or do you want to get down to...
No. I can. I'm pretty confident in my abilities.
Yeah, but it's not fun for people to listen.
No. Well, the thing is, do the audience believe me? Because I know all about Doctor Who. You could ask me any question, and I'd know exactly the answer.
Okay.
If I'd seen the episode.
Sure. Look, but
ask me an ambiguous question. Ask me what I think about like some fan theory.
You mean something subjective? Right, like,
yeah, something subjective, something I can give a nuanced opinion on, not just me giving you facts.
Oh, okay. What do you think of River Song? Do you think she's a problematic character? What do you think of her evolution as a character?
I don't know if I can give a deep, intricate breakdown of the character of River Song, because that was mostly around the time that I stopped paying attention.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I like the like whole, oh, she gives him a thing from the past, but she's in the future and he's in the past, but she's seen future timelines, but like all things that Moffat wrote, it quickly descended into catchphrases and like little,
well said.
Like, I think it's like an interesting concept that could have been explored for an episode and then just left. And it would have been like, oh, mysterious stuff from some time long in the future that we'll never get to see. But of course she comes back like next season or something. And yeah. It's like, oh, well. And I feel like most... I'm not here to give my half baked.
No. I was this idiotic gatekeeper. I did say, hey, are you qualified to be on this podcast? But like, I don't actually. What I was going to say is that you don't.
Okay.
No. You don't need the level of knowledge you think you need in order to do what we are going to do on this show. Because I actually think it kind of helps if you're unencumbered by the bullshit that has happened over the past few years with the show. Like, it helps if you've just got a broad understanding of the concepts. Like, the domes thing was great. That's about as specific as I need it.
We all know the domes and Gallifrey hanging out. I want an episode where the Doctor has to hang out with one of the dome cleaners. He's going to be cleaning all the domes in Gallifrey. And they've got to clean them all in one night. The guy got Time Lord drunk. And forgot to clean most of the domes. Now he's only got one night to clean all the domes, and then the Doctor's got to do some time travel shit.
Wait,
and
why is the Doctor involved in this?
Oh, well, it's an episode of Doctor Who. I mean, like, or it could be like super avant-garde.
No. It's like Torchwood, but it's the janitor. It's the janitor equivalent of Torchwood, right?
Well, I don't think they need their own show.
Oh, okay. Like a movie-length special.
But yeah, there we go.
Just a full-length feature. Well, okay, so you've just introduced an interesting thing, because I wanted to basically, because they've never made a good Doctor Who game, William. It's a fact. They all suck. Even when they kind of get it right, it mostly sucks. So seeing as how you're an award-winning video game designer...
I keep thinking about that.
Yeah, don't forget about that. That's
great.
That's important. He is great. So what would you want to see in a Doctor Who game? We can, if you want, start at like a Kinect based motion controlled dome cleaning game and then work our way backwards. It's really your call.
Okay. All right. So are we talking about like indie interpretation, like someone's dad or like brother owns the license? And they've been like, oh, my brother/son knows video games. I'll let him have a shot at Doctor Who. I don't know why this British executive is American, but any. So we're talking. Well, like, what's the scope for this game?
Do you want a budget?
Big triple A.
I can give you.
Give me a budget.
I'll give you a budget. Okay. So how much did it take to make the Stanley Parable? What was the budget for the Stanley Parable?
The Stanley Parable was $5 million. Dollars.
Seriously?
No, it was like 10k. We made it up. Okay.
Let's start with 10k, and you're using the Unity engine. How's that?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'd probably spend most of that budget on getting some like procedural world-based system in. So it's like you can build No Man's Sky for about $5 from the rest is marketing.
That is shady. Okay. So
I mean Paul, I can get you in touch with the right people. We can build you any game you want for 50 max.
Oh my god.
Just depends how many
mushroom worlds how many
ads you want at the start of the game for different free Unity plugins.
So what you're saying is if every planet has a major billboard on it that you can see from orbit that has like Mountain Dew or Jaffa Cakes or whatever, and you land on,
if I'm allowed to sell sponsorship deals for this, for worlds and times of the entire universe. Okay, here we go. At the start of my Doctor Who game, Gallifrey gets blown up. Earth gets blown up. The Cybermen get blown up. The Daleks get Maybe, let's say the Daleks get blown up.
Great.
Or every identifiable Doctor Who character disappears.
Great.
All right? Yeah. And by the way, this game is first person, and there's no three.
So you can't see you can't see your scarf. No. You really don't know.
You can't see yourself.
Okay.
The TARDIS is there, but it's in a kind of it's season 94, and it's some weird polygonal. It's transformed into some weird, cheap, easy to render, easy to model version of the TARDIS.
Is it still called the TARDIS?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Right.
But never in game.
It's implied. Only in the accompanying paper, black and white, badly printed manual.
The Space Quest 4 style copyright protection with the little wheel dongle thing that you wheel, and that's great. Okay, so you've gone for a bold re-envisioning. All right, what else?
Yeah, so then you go through the TARDIS,
yeah.
And you have your assistant, who's played by I want the assistant. I'm very particular about this. The assistant needs to be cast. Who would you have as the assistant in this game?
Okay. Do they have to be human?
No. They can be a sphere or a cube or any easy to spawn Unity prefab.
Well, do you want to use like a smaller version of the polygon that the TARDIS looks like? So it's just, is that too meta? Like, is like a polygon?
Paul, like, I'm the game developer here. I'm coming in here trying to help you understand how the industry works through this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And if you're gonna give me ideas like that, I just want, just don't bother.
Okay, well let's.
Right?
Okay,
the companion's a smaller version of the TARDIS. What the fuck?
Well, it's like
you can't render. Like, how would they know? How would they know if the TARDIS was how would they know if the TARDIS was the TARDIS or the TARDIS was the smaller person assistant, or the TARDIS was some shrunk down like they did in that one episode? Remember when they shrunk the TARDIS, Paul?
How good was that?
It was great. It was like, oh, it's so tiny. I can pick it up.
Yeah,
put it in my pocket.
Well, okay, so we want a human actor ideally. Let's go for someone. Do we want someone contentious? Do we want someone? Do we want like Pepsi Man from
Biggie,
the 90s?
I want. All right, one second. I've got to do a bit of cultural research.
Yeah, that's fine. Because if you want me to go like topical, I mean, I'm gonna say someone. Björk?
Okay. No, I want the Notorious B.I.G. I want to go through every bit of media that has been recorded of Biggie Smalls. And I wanna patch that all together to make him the assistant to Doctor Who in my 10K budget.
So
indie game.
You're inside a polygon, a giant swarming polygon with Biggie Smalls. It's assumed that you're the Doctor. It's assumed that it's the TARDIS. Does Biggie Smalls? So you've taken basically every word that Biggie Smalls ever said, and Biggie Smalls can respond
to
you.
Yeah, you can patch it together.
Yeah, okay. But does it sound all janky, like in Sneakers, where that my word is my passport, verify me, where it's stitched together awkwardly, like sudden shifts in tone, so it sounds like a kidnapper's ransom note, but in audio form? Or is it going to sound smooth? Or is it going to rap everything?
I'll let Biggie answer that one. He's not that coherent.
No, he can say come on to get you to follow him, but it's always to that musical backing.
I was certainly said yeah at the start of Hypnotize.
Right. He can agree
but
with
no,
you.
He just says, oh, come on. He's very exasperated. He's an exasperated character.
A lot of walking, every stair.
Like, he's often the character to lead you through environments, and if you're like lagging around, if you're trying to like look into too many details that we don't have the budget to create, he'll just be like,
just follow him like a firefly. He just leads you away from things. Why is Biggie walking that? We better follow Biggie. Come back, Biggie! Come back. Biggie, come back!
Come on! Come on! come on.
You actually sound more like Pacino.
So you walk in a...
Okay.
I can't... I'm not going to pretend I can do impersonations. But, yeah, so you're walking around. Biggie Smalls is like, come on. Come on. And then I'm thinking we've got the budget for one Doctor Who bad guy.
Right. But they cost more the more prominent they are. So what you want to do is scale right back. Daleks will cost most of your budget. But if you want to go for like, oh, what's a really crap? Hang on, let me look up worst Doctor Who villains. Because if we can get someone really bad. And by worst, I mean like...
Can we?
Stephen Moffat?
Easiest to model.
What?
Oh, Stephen Moffat's the villain.
Yeah, because of what he did to the show we like.
Let me see what he looks like. Okay.
All right.
How about we... All right, I'll make this right now.
Sure. Okay.
I'll throw this in Unity right now. Wait, no, I'll take it. Nah, that's too much effort. Actually, I'm hungover. If you can't tell,
I can't.
It's 9 in the morning over here. Why is the quality of this non Discord based interface has suddenly dropped massively? I just worry that people won't be able to enjoy my high quality audio voice performance.
Look, if anything doesn't really land,
maybe Skype. Maybe you can put laugh track. You can put a laugh track over it.
Well, that would require a modicum of skill and effort, neither of which I have. Otherwise, I would have come up with the game. That's why I've got you here. So if you could maybe have the, if you could just concentrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. No. I'll concentrate. I'm. Okay. So a big cube with Stephen Moffat's face on.
Yep.
We UV the we texture the cube, so every different face of the cube has a different like picture of him looking a bit frustrated.
Yeah.
And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna call up Stephen Moffat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna phone him up and I'm gonna ask him to give like the black ape, like the magic ape ball, the responses, like the yes, no, maybe.
Seems unlikely.
Ask later.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna ring up Stephen Moffat. I'm gonna do six different voices. I'm gonna do six different voices.
Hmm.
And I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna record the call and I'm gonna tempt out answers to those six answers so we can put those audio clips in the game.
Oh, you lead, so you, be, much like Biggie Smalls leading us through the TARDIS, I'm using rabbit fingers,
yeah.
You are leading Moffat through an audio minefield in which he accidentally says key phrases that will be pivotal in his role as the villain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great.
So I'll start with, are you Stephen Moffat? And he'll be like, yes, that's me. I ruined Doctor Who. And then we've already got most of the phrases there. That we'll need, and then I'll be like, do you like storytelling that's less than in your face and annoying? And he'll be like, no. And then I'll say, have you lost all respect for yourself? Ask me later.
Right.
Ask again later.
Yeah.
And then we can. There's computers can construct the rest of the phrases for us using technology.
They can make an inference, Or you can just use some leftover Biggie dialogue. You know.
Yeah.
You've got
pitch it up
because most of the money's gone into extrapolating the entire English language from Biggie Smalls' limited recording repertoire, and it's all... So you could easily use some of that. Just drag and drop. You know?
I'm going to be honest. It's probably going to release on itch.io. It's going to be a small indie game.
Yeah.
But that's what the BBC needs. It needs some creative spirit rather than all these big budget... non-Biggie Smalls, wanting to put Daleks and stuff, want to put Cybermen and stuff. It's just for the T-shirts, Paul. They just want to squeeze the fan base dry.
I know.
But I've got respect for the Doctor Who fan base.
Okay.
They They're working on important stuff right now.
Well, I mean, the last game that they released that was Doctor Who related was, because it came out on the App Store, and I'm like, cool, it's a mobile game I can play. I'm sure this will be in no way, like, soul-destroying. And then you boot it up, and it's one of those gem games where you collect, you pay real money to unlock trading cards, which is just bad, like, rotoscoped art over photos of Doctor Who characters. And then you play, like basically playing Bejeweled. But because it's been done on some weird BBC-funded engine that was pitched to them in, like, 2004, it runs like a Flash game, and it's on your... It's insane. They just... Everything they do in their games is like a technological cul-de-sac. Their most recent game is a Skype bot that calls you back, and it's Capaldi in character, giving, like, little... Like, what was that... What were those VHS-based horror games from the 90s that you would play? It's literally that, but it's on
FMVs. Yes,
it's on Skype. It's Doctor Who FMVs that he calls you up on Skype, and the rest of it's... I think there's like an AI bot that talks back and forth with you. It doesn't really respond to what you're saying, but it kind of... It definitely replies and goes, yeah, shut up, because the Doctor's kind of irascible and Moffat's made the new Doctor into a bit of a dick. So you will write, he will say, how are you feeling? And you'll say, I'm really good, how are you? And he'll say, shut up, doesn't matter. So every reply of his is so grumpy that it doesn't need to actually respond to it, which is kind of brilliant, but all, I mean, that's, see, that's the level of... Oh, my God.
I'm the Doctor, fuck you. Fuck you. Why doesn't the Doctor ever swear, huh?
That's a good question.
He's seen some serious shit. He seemed like entire species been made extinct within like seconds.
He's done it. He's pushed the button. That brings with it a certain level of grit.
Doctor Who has strangled.
Yeah.
I bet the Doctor's into some weird kinky shit.
You think so?
Probably, right? Like, yeah, like he's been alive for so long, and it's probably like now he's probably just doing anything.
Well, the autoerotic asphyxiation plot really comes through when later on he stops offering people jelly babies and just offers them a slice of lemon just so they can bite down on something. That's really a horrible thing I just said. Let's say, William, that you have a AAA budget and, like, Kojima's new studios brought you on and they're like, just go hog wild. You have as much money as you want. You have access to all the talent in the world.
Okay,
you can
all right.
Do whatever
okay,
you want.
We start by taking the source code to Battlefield and we change the helicopters to TARDISes.
Oh, no.
We change the... It's just a model change. I'm going to be embezzling a lot of money here, Paul.
Excellent.
That's where most of the budget's going.
Sure.
We get my friend to cut a deal. I buy the engine to Battlefield 2 or 3, one of the recent ones. Yep. But not the most recent. That's important. We get to that later.
Yep.
And then we have... We 3D scan Peter Capaldi. We only put him in the cutscenes.
Did you say Peter Capaldi?
Well, Peter Capaldi, that's him, right?
Peter Capaldi is way more interesting. Because there's 12 slices of pizza, there's 12 doctors, he's the 12th doctor. Peter Capaldi, you see? He's got a thin, thin crust.
I wanna take like a really high res like Battlefield style snowy environment.
Yeah.
It's the ice planet. Remember from the Zorons, the invasion of the Zorons, that episode. And you've got, but like in this high detailed environment, you've got a bunch of low resolution pizzas. You know Banjo-Kazooie, how all the like little objects had eyes on them.
Yeah.
Like, I want a bunch of rotating pizza slices, and they've all got Peter Capaldi's face on.
Great.
And you've got to collect all the Pizza Capaldis.
Yep.
And you, if you run up to them, like, a big particle effect of, like, crumbs and the tomatoes are his eyes.
Can I just suggest something? I would like the particle effects to be basically frostbite-rendered high-def particle, like, that you would get from an explosion, but the actual Pizza Capaldis are Nintendo 64 graphics. So the detritus that they generate is full-on high-res, and if you have a shitty PC, it's not going to work, but the pizzas themselves are just so...
Well, you can do, Paul, because these particle effects are going to be so expensive to render.
Yeah.
We can actually make the Pizza Picoldis just... You can just... Maybe I'm still drunk. I don't know. Pizza. But we've got... We can have them be planes or even quads. Just like... And we can have, like, the pizza... rotation be a sprite.
Great.
Animation. So like it's actually just like a picture of a pizza Capaldi, and we don't even have to render the pizza Capaldi runtime.
Is it like Duke Nukem 3D with the strippers where it follows you wherever you go because it's basically a JPEG that is, you know, where it, do you know what I'm talking about? So you go to the strip club in Duke Nukem 3D and you walk around the side of the stripper and say, yeah, but baby, I love it, or whatever, and she turns with you because it's literally an animated GIF that is on a 3D podium. So is that what you're talking about, where it's just sort of it's basically an animated GIF in a Battlefield engine?
Yeah.
That would surely be quite taxing graphically, right? Because don't you have to – isn't it harder to do bad graphics in good games?
No. No, I don't know who's told you that. Right. That sounds like some dodgy contractor.
Yeah, I've been.
I'm saying I can put bad graphics in good games for low, low, low prices.
Right. Often against the will of the developers, you just sneak in at night, suddenly just reduce the polygon count.
Not now, Biggie. I'm trying to get up a soundboard.
Do you have a Biggie Small soundboard?
I don't. I've just got. They give you just like. Oh man, Biggie Smalls assistant is playing some music for me in the TARDIS.
Why don't we just put your first game in the Frostbite engine? Just a way higher polygon count.
Yeah, the Frostbite engine, that's what it's called.
You already made that first game. Just do it again. Donnie Darko that shit.
Does this go out on like your website?
The podcast?
This podcast, yeah. Where does this go? I reckon give me an hour, I could make this game. We could put it out alongside it.
If you actually, it's not coming out for another 5 days, this podcast, so you have time. Now, if you actually do this, if it's just an itch.io release, we will do it in tandem, and we can. I'm serious. This will be a. I'm so excited about the prospect of releasing it. Because here's the thing, there's no way to do Doctor Who games worse. William, they released a game where you played as Matt Smith's Doctor and Riversong, and Riversong had to escape from, you know, the sex prison where she was imprisoned for sex, because that's clearly the main driving force of her character.
Wait, she was imprisoned for fucking?
No, it's implied that her sexuality is a real hindrance for the stuffy British characters who run the prison, but what happens is, in order to break out, she uses her, like, psychic lipstick, which she kisses, she grabs the guard, holds them in place while they struggle, kisses them, and then she makes them do what she wants. It's literally Rehypnol lipstick. And then, to make it worse, Matt Smith's Doctor can collect unlockable hats. Now, I like cosmetic... I like hats in games, William. You can't wear them. You can go to a gallery and look at a JPEG of the hat while Matt Smith delivers a line from the script he was given by the game dev, but you don't. It doesn't have any impact on the game.
Oh, give me Matt Smith as the voice actor.
Okay.
I'd get him to say so much fucked up shit. I'd get him to say, I'm the Doctor. Oh, fuck. All the fucking, that's a bad example because I didn't have any time to think about it. But no. If you gave me prep time, you gave me a team of writers, I could come up with some real
dark stuff.
I'm making pizza Capaldi right now.
Because I want like a Tony Hawk style thing where there's pizza Capaldis rotating on a rail, right? And so you, Biggie Smalls is running past the rail saying, come with me, and then you grind you grind down the rail collecting each pizza Capaldi. Each pizza Capaldi, when you collect it, it screams the phrase, pizza Capaldi! But the audio doesn't stop when the new pizza Capaldi audio starts, so they all bleed over each other and they keep, you know what I mean? So it builds to a nightmarish cacophony.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about every collectible has its own individual sound instance that plays. And sometimes, when I make this game, I'm going to be real lazy.
Great, I want that.
I'm going to be copying and pasting these Peter Capaldi, a pizza Capaldi pickups.
I want the wires showing, okay? I want it to be janky as heck. And what I want is for people to play it and go, that was actually more enjoyable than any Doctor Who game I've played. Because they will think that.
The William Pugh Doctor Who experience.
William Pugh.
What should it be called? What should it be called? It should be called
Doctor Pugh.
I feel like that's more of a subtitle.
Sure.
It should be like Doctor Who official 100% experience.
No, it's biggie on the inside than the outside.
Oh, there we go. Biggie.
It's biggie on the inside. And then in italics beneath that, a Dr. Pugh experience. A Dr. Pugh joint, yes. It's biggie on the inside, a Dr. Pugh joint. Feet, Biggie Smalls.
I don't know how.
Now,
how good it is to use Biggie? I mean, in morally, I don't know how morally correct it is to use Biggie as this in this way. But I've got good news for you, Paul.
What?
I don't care about being morally respectful of Biggie Smalls' memory.
I think he'd like
great
his.
Rapper though. Actually, 100%.
He is.
I think Biggie was like, you know, when I'm dead, fuck it, just like, just go, just make a Doctor Who game of me. I'm in the cosmos now.
I like to think that, now we need a song to play when you actually beat the game. My first thought is Boom 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 by Venga Boys or something by Sash, because I think we've gone in one direction musically. It's important to go to cover the full spectrum of important
songs.
Got it.
Yeah, you got to have musical representation within this game. So I'm saying, what if we find what if we have the Doctor Who theme?
Yep.
Oh no, wait, dude. Oh fuck. I've got this excellent, excellent app that I'm in no way officially endorsing or promoting.
Yeah.
But it's called Auto Rap. It's by Smule. And what you can do is you can put in any audio.
Yeah.
And it'll export a rap.
Oh, no.
Let's hear this. Okay. What's this? Yeah, there we go. All right, it's preparing our beat.
Okay, great.
It says, stay calm.
And this needs to play in the game, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you right now, at a 10K budget, it might be recorded over speakers and then back over speakers.
That's fine, just don't embarrass them. Okay, here we go.
Doctor Who, here we go. I got some good backing track from there. Yeah, sure. This is good enough. You got me in the background. You got. It's people like you. It's people like you, featuring Peter Capaldi, featuring William Pugh.
The song's called People Like Pugh. All right.
People Like Pugh. Okay, there we go. Yeah. I'm just gonna write that down.
People like yeah. Peep 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 peep. Yeah, great.
Okay, here we go. All right. I've got my design document. I've got about like probably an hour before the hotel kicks me.
Do it, go. I'll let you go.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you go. William Pugh, I feel like we've achieved at the same time a lot and very little. But once you release a game as a result of this idiocy, I will be so chuffed. So, is there anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
You know what? Sure. I'd like to once again officially endorse Auto Rap, the high quality Smule Auto Rap app for iPhone. It's probably on Android. I'm not entirely sure about that. You can get VIP remixes if you pay only $2.99 per week. You can get unlimited remixes. You can pick any. You don't have to be part of the earned track system. You get complete free range to make any kind of raps that you want. Also, I make video games. Go to crowscrowscrows.com to see my company. Sign up to the email list. Play some fucking video games. Play Stanley Parable. Play Dr. Langoscope, the Tiger and the Terribly Cursed Emerald Pipe. Play the Temple of No. Play accounting on VR. This, if you like Rick and Morty, there's some shit in there for you. That's all my. This is at Honest William on Twitter. That's all my promo. That's all my promo done.
You did good. You did good, kid. I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you at the launch. <All right.
laughs> See you at the launch party for Biggie on the inside.
The launch is just all
right.
All right. We gotta. Yeah.
I've got one hour to do this.
Hurry up! Hotel kick.
I'm not even wearing anything. I've been naked the whole time.
Do it.
I'll see you later, Paul.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that's one of the most confusing things I've ever heard or done. Thank you once again to William Pugh, BAFTA-winning game developer, good friend, and you can actually play that game. The download link for the game that apparently actually exists now is in the description of the podcast, and you can get the download link over at the Doctor Is In Twitter page. This season of The Doctor Is In has been deeply gratifying for me. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I cannot wait for the next season. I'll be doing a spin-off episode, like a standalone episode for the Christmas special, where hopefully we will see Capaldi regenerate already. Thank you so much for listening and for being you. I thought I'd finish on a compliment. I just didn't think of what compliment, so it sort of fizzled out. Which happens in Doctor Who sometimes. Too soon. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.